again, we're walking down the path towards tyranny, and the entire planet is basically sliding down this slippery slope towards an automated fascist tyrannical government. And once again, this fascist state here in Canada and everywhere in the world for that matter is rearing its ugly head. Welcome everybody to the Storm Is Here Liberty Needs No Rulers podcast. So I'm going to go over a few news articles about some pretty alarming and unconstitutional events that are happening in the convoy. And also I want to mention to my brothers and sisters at the convoy, no matter where it is, I want to thank you for fighting for my rights. And I will do anything I can to try and support you. Now, speaking of support, this podcast is going to focus on that support. What am I talking about? I'm talking about money that's being donated to the convoy for good reason. In order to sustain a protest, you need to give it money for food, for fuel, for many things. And that's what these people down there who are, by the way, the brothers and sisters down at the convoy are protesting in absolute peace and love. I've seen videos, I've seen the midnight parties, and I've seen the protesters there with shovels and ice picks, and how they're taking care of the entire area of Ottawa. And again, they're just law-abiding citizens. But anyways, so in order to organize these protests, essentially you need money. Okay, I mean that's just the reality of it. So they are now, the government of Canada, in its all its tyrannical glory, are making moves through the Emergency Act to freeze bank accounts. Okay, let's start with the first article. This is out of RARE, Foundation USA. And the article reads, alert, Trudeau to freeze bank accounts of pro-Trump Freedom Convoy supporters. Let me read that. Let me get into that in a second. The government of Canada has suspended the fundamental rights, Justin Trudeau, just like his dad did back in the 70s, of its citizens and overridden their charter rights and freedoms. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has attacked the foundation of Canada's democracy to the point where citizens' bank accounts can now be frozen and seized if they contributed to the Truckers Freedom Convoy. Yesterday, Trudeau's Justice Minister David Lametti threatened on CTV News that if you are a member of a pro-Trump movement who's donating hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars to this kind of thing, you ought to be worried about your bank account being frozen. I have, in all my time that I've been on this planet, I have never witnessed anything like this in Canada in my life. So here we are, the peaceful protesters exercising their freedom of assembly, their freedom of movement, their freedom of speech. And again, they are not violent whatsoever. And they're being threatened with their livelihood. Okay? And again, this could really change the other way. And if it does change the other way, there are going to be severe consequences for those who are acting illegally and unconstitutionally. Let me continue here. Now, I just want to make a point here about the pro-Trump movement. And again, you see, they make this about left versus right. They always do this. The politicians and the elite, they make this about left and versus the right, and that's not the case. Okay, this is a class war. It's not a right versus left war, but they paint everybody with the same brush. For instance, they use words like, pro-Trump. Now, I can tell you, and rest assured, that I have no political affiliation with the Liberals, the New Democrats, or the Conservatives. I am more of a direct democracy type of person, and I believe that every citizen, no matter what level of government it is, should have a right in how the laws are written or which way they want the direction of the law to go into. So again, if you were to ask me, do I support the convoy? Yes, absolutely. Am I a pro-Trumper? Absolutely not. So again, just to make you guys aware of the tricks and the games that they play to try to pin everybody against each other when in fact it's not the case. There are a lot of people there that perhaps are pro-Trump that have a lot or a lot in common with people that are on the left. Believe it or not, if they were actually just to sit down together and talk, they can realize that they have a lot more in common than the mainstream news and these politicians have painted them out to be. Let me continue on here. On February 14th, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act to empower law enforcement, the means to stop the Freedom Convoy protesters in Ottawa and around various border crossings across Canada. The embattled leader faced harsh criticism from leaders worldwide for invoking unprecedented emergency measures. Now, just a bit of a news update. The borders now have been cleared, but there is talk about a regroup and going back down to these borders. And don't forget too that there is a massive truckers convoy happening down south, which they'll be convoying towards DC. It's going to be massive. Okay, and quite frankly, we've been waiting for the Americans to act, but they've been so divided with the left and right that they have basically been duped by the mainstream and by the politicians and the elites to continue to fight this stupid game. Let me continue here. The government threatened it would freeze the bank accounts and suspend the vehicle insurance of truckers who continue their protests of the vaccine mandates. Watch Deputy Prime Minister Christina Freeland's press conference. So it's bad enough that they freeze your account. Now, you can't even though they don't freeze your account, well, you don't have the ability now to make money. And again, this is what this capitalist society is all about, which again, I'm not for capitalism, but I'm just saying the reality is if you don't make money, you don't survive. So this is really cruel. Okay, it's an economic cruelty. Let me continue on here. The protesters and two Canada-US border crossings have been ongoing for almost 3 weeks. It is expected that a massive ramping up of force against the peaceful protesters in Ottawa will take place over the next several days, and it has. So what they have done now is they've got red zones or no-go zones in Ottawa. They're all fenced. Sort of like, kind of like the G20 or the G8 meetings. I think it was the G20. I can't remember. Here in Toronto, back in 2011, they're doing the same thing in Ottawa now. Okay, it's really Gestapo. It's really tyrannical. One thing I do want to mention is that the protests were peaceful up until the cops showed up, and then they turned violent. And that's always the case. Okay. All right, next article is out of truth11.com. Canadian officials freeze bank accounts of citizens who donated to Freedom Convoy. State-run media brags about using data from GivesendGo criminal hackers to target citizens. GivesendGo is sort of like a GoFundMe. And again, GoFundMe betrayed the trust of the protesters. And they should be ashamed of themselves. And not only that, they should be arrested for what they did. It is a corporation that is supposed to serve their clients. Now, I can understand if these people were committing acts of war, which they clearly weren't. And yet, they still beckoned to the politician's call, and they went ahead and they froze those accounts. So the shame on them. So now here's now again here we go. GivesendGo, who was not a GoFundMe, this is what happened to them. All right. After declaring the Emergency Act on Monday, the Trudeau government is tracking down freedom protesters and their supporters, and freezing their bank accounts. Like I said before, Canadians are losing their government jobs for donating as little as $100 to protesters who oppose the tyrannical government. And state-run media is bragging about using hacked data to name, shame, and punish Canadians who donate to GivesendGo campaign that supported the Freedom Truckers in Canada. So again, if you are a staff member that works for the government, you will be targeted. You are now considered to be an enemy of the state. This is not freedom, folks. This is not democracy. This is not what we were taught. Look, a lot of people left oppressive countries to come here to Canada and the States because they wanted to be free. They wanted the right to think on their own, to be able to travel freely, to have the right to have free speech. And those people there, I really feel bad for them because they got away from those countries. And now that what they left is starting to become like what they left here. And it's sad. So again, government employees, they really have to watch their step now or else they'll be out of a job. Okay, Canada is quickly becoming unrecognizable. Democrats must be in awe of their northern comrades. One dangerous Queen's Park staffer was fired today, and the state media, mainstream media, cheered the news on. Now, this is from the Conservative Treehouse, as they reported. Canadian state media, CTV and CBC, have been using the hacked data provided by Coddle to dox the donors of the founding effort in order to assist the Canadian government with seizure of their bank accounts, loans, mortgage accounts, retirement accounts, and 401k financial accounts and insurance accounts. So this is insanity. Someone's retirement, someone that worked hard all their life, and all of a sudden, because they're expressing their freedom, their free speech through their money, because down in the States, according to, I believe they say that money is free speech. Citizens United, I believe. Well, we're doing the same thing here, and we're getting punished for it. It's really egregious. It's horrifying. Okay. As noted by the CBC, using powers granted under the Emergency Act, the federal government has directed banks and other financial institutions to stop doing business with people associated with the anti-vaccine mandate convoy occupying the nation's capital. Now, here's another lie about the convoy. Anti-vax is not about anti-vax. Okay? A lot of those people are actually vaccinated. Well, I mean, we don't know the numbers, but there are people down there that are vaccinated. Okay, because they have to choose between either their job or being vaccinated. Now, they don't like, it is true that a lot of people don't want the mandates. They don't want the passport, the QPR code, and all these other measures that are not needed. So again, they have the right to protest that. Canadian CTV journalist John Woodward has been on person publicly promoting the list of donors on his Twitter account. So again, this is what journalism has come down to. It's come to bias. It's come down to having a list of your enemies and then using the machine, the propaganda machine, to basically drag their names through the mud. Again, this is against journalism. This should be a law. And if it was a law, this journalist would be arrested. Because as a journalist, as a news agency, you are supposed to deliver the news based on the information and not to show any bias to any side whatsoever. That's not what your job is. In fact, in the States, or even here, in the States, it's the fourth or the fifth arm of government. Here, it's supposed to be the fifth estate. The journalists are supposed to keep the governments in check. And obviously, that's not the case here. Okay, they're with the government. They're doing the government's dirty work. And of course, he uploaded the illegal hacked data onto spreadsheets, then written stories about his findings via his illegal use of the unlawful files. Toronto CTV is bragging about it, using the data to track down, then publicize the names of the donors. Included in the hack list of CTV outlines, Director of Communications for Ontario, Marion Isabeau Ringuet is among several government staffers and associates under scrutiny after the names of identifying information were found in a pair of leaks of some 100,000 donations to American crowdfunding website GiveSendGo. So the hunt's on. The witch hunt has started. Okay, and again, this is why I respect the protesters for what they're doing. Because if we, again, we don't check this, then it'll get worse. Again, this is like World War II. This is Nazi Germany all over again. We're going down that same slippery slope like I mentioned in the beginning of this podcast. Here's another article out of TechCrunch. Hackers leak names of Freedom Convoy donors after GiveSendGo breach. Of course, hackers did something illegal, and mainstream news brags about it. So it's not like they criticize the hackers and say, hey, you breached privacy laws. You breached something that was confidential, that was private, that should never have been shown to the public. If somebody makes a donation for something, that should be private. And again, instead of mainstream news condemning, they actually applauded, and perhaps maybe they were even behind it. Who knows? But again, there's a lot of people that are going to have to answer a lot of questions when this is all over and done with. Let me continue on here. A leak site says it has received a cache of information, including about donors to the Ottawa Truckers Freedom Convoy protest, after fundraising site GiveSendGo was targeted by hackers overnight. On Monday, GiveSendGo's website said it was under maintenance hours after the site was hijacked and redirected to a page believed to be controlled by the hackers, which no longer loads. The redirected page condemned the truckers who descended to Canada's capital to oppose mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations, causing widespread disruption to traffic and trade for more than a week. The page also contained a link to file containing tens of thousands of records of what was described as raw donation data about those who donated to the Freedom Convoy. A short time later, nonprofit leak site distributed denial of secrets said had received 30 megabytes of donor information from GiveSendGo, including self-reported names, email addresses, zip codes, and IP addresses. Distributed Denial of Secrets, a site known for hosting. This is a site, by the way, Distributed Denial of Secrets. Is a site known for hosting sets of leaked data involving far-right groups, said that the data would only be provided to researchers and journalists. So Edward Snowden is sitting in a prison right now, losing his goddamn mind for the same reason. And these people have done the exact same thing that WikiLeaks has done. And they are applauded. Again, this is just the hypocrisy of this today's society. All right, let me read the next article here. It's out of the medium.com. Now, I was watching something on TikTok with, I think, Jordan Peterson, I believe. And he was mentioning something about banks shutting down. He fears that the banks are going to declare a bank holiday, so to speak, and he was encouraging people to take their money out of the banks. All right, so five major Canadian banks go offline for hours. What's happening? The largest banks in Canada went offline following the government announcement to freeze the bank accounts of protesters. Are these related? So the big five banks, I don't have to tell you who they are here in Canada. The big five go offline starting on February 16th. The five largest banks in Canada went offline for hours, preventing customers from accessing online and mobile banking services. Many customers also reported not being able to withdraw cash from ATMs. The banks included, I'm not going to mention, these five banks take up so much of the Canadian banking market that they've been dubbed the big five. The reported outages have continued to occur throughout the 17th. Just one day prior to the Canadian government announced that they would be freezing the bank accounts of truckers protesting vaccine mandates in the Freedom Convoy. To do so, the Canadian government enacted the Emergency Act for the first time in history. The Emergency Act allows the government to violate Canadian civil rights temporarily. And I'm going to talk about that temporarily thing, because now there's news that they might extend the Emergency Act. See, this is what Hitler did back in World War II when he wanted to eliminate his enemies, you know, the communists. And again, this, I mean, nothing has been proved, but, you know, they burned down the Reichstag, and that was a pretext. And then they went ahead and they had an enemy that they could blame on. Now, they're dubbing these protesters as terrorists. And that's why they justified the Emergency Act, which is absolutely insanity. So let me read this last bit of the article here. It says, is there a connection? Well, nothing can be 100% confirmed. It seems as if the timing cannot be mere coincidence. The only comments from the banks is that they are aware of the outages and working on resolving the issue. The Canadian government has not commented. So, again, guys, we're going down the slippery slope. We're living in some really unprecedented times. And it's either we stand and fight, or we basically slip into this autocrat or auto-technocracy, this tyranny. There is, there is a war for your body and your mind. They want to control it all. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about this World Economic Committee and how they say, you know, Klaus Schwab has repeatedly said that you will own nothing and be happy about it. Meanwhile, you know, mega corporations are going to buy up all the houses. They're going to buy up all the land. Bill Gates owns, I don't know how many hectares of land down in the States. They want absolute full control of everything, including yourself. So, the choice is really up to you guys. Now, before I let you guys go, I want to thank you guys for jumping on the podcast today. Please share it if you can. We're on three platforms. We are on Anchor FM, our podcast platform. We're on YouTube, and we're also on Rumble. So, please support us. Also, guys, Robert Walton, absolute badass. Freedom fighter, yellow vester, humanitarian. He's shared our platform, so we partnered up, and he's got some excellent videos that you guys need to watch. They're absolutely phenomenal, full of truths, and great information for you guys to divulge, basically. All right, guys, remember love and peace. Try to avoid the war, and spread the information. And make friends with everybody. This is a class war, folks. This is not a left versus right. Peace out.